This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Fall and winter grazing on dormant pastures or crop residues can be key in keeping cow herd feed costs down. But water availability may be a challenge, even before temperatures take a dive. SDSU Extension Beef Nutrition Field Specialist Madison Kavarna explains winter forages and corn stalks can be quite dry, increasing the need for hydration. She says on average, cows will require 1 gallon of water per 100 pounds of body weight each day, and snow and frost cannot provide that amount.
Cattle will eat snow, but we shouldn't rely strictly on snow or ice or frost to meet that water requirement, because they still need to be drinking free water to maintain the body systems and their digestive systems and all of those things. So they can utilize those other natural sources of water that maybe aren't liquid, but we still need to make sure that there's some liquid source out there for them to access.
At times, hauling water to portable tanks in crop fields or winter pastures can be cost-effective when balanced against the cheaper feed sources, but Kavarna warns against using tanks which have been used for chemicals. She's seen innovative watering sources during winter, but she says management when temperatures plummet is important.
The one thing that I'll advise is if we're going to get really creative with our water systems, making sure there's a backup plan. In case there is a frozen part of that line or the tank freezes over, potentially if it is an electric solution, we have some backup power in case we get a pretty nasty blizzard that comes through.
For more on cowherd winter water needs, visit extension.sdstate.edu.